This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA says that at about 5 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday, a router problem disrupted a number of air traffic management services, including flight plan processing, for about 4 hours. Randy Babbitt reportedly had a little chat with the vendor, Harris Corporation. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal filed a formal petition Tuesday seeking a review by the U.S. Supreme Court of a ruling by the Court of Appeals allowing the FAA to move forward with flight path changes over the state. The FAA has updated an emergency airworthiness directive for certain Continental piston engines, which have suffered premature wear of hydraulic lifter faces in as little as 5 hours' time in operation. The 550 engine series is now included. WGN-TV reports the town of Bensonville, Illinois, has run out of money to fight Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's vision to expand runways at Chicago O'Hare, citing depleted financial resources to continue the court fight. The organizers of Aero 2010 in Friedrichshafen, Germany, say their event will become an annual one starting next year, and they've coordinated dates with Sun and Fun so you can go to both. The FAA has further explained its rules for the airlines about letting passengers use seat back pockets for storage of personal items during flights. Flight Design says the first two CTLS light sport aircraft have been registered in India, opening their use as trainers there by Carver Aviation, the nation's largest flight school. Boeing says it has demonstrated the use of a laser weapon to shoot down UAVs. And NTSB Chair Deborah Herzman says reporters aren't what they used to be. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, it's part two of Jim Campbell's candid conversation with EAA's Tom Poberesny. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.